This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
So much, Jennifer.
Glad to see
you,
Kenny, as well.
People around.
All right, let's see. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In the days since the two reporters were arrested at a Ferguson McDonald's during the protests ignited after the policeman shot the 18-year-old youngster, a lot of people watching news coverage. There have been two defining moments, it seems to me, in this past week or two when it comes to getting people to go watch the video on television, to turn to television news rather than radio news or what's in print or what's online. One of them, the dramatic video, whether it's staged or not, all the combat gear, all the tear gas, all of the rifles and that sort of thing, the thing that got me to thinking, along with a lot of civil libertarians, about why there is so much munition focus in Ferguson. And I think the other thing, video-wise, is whether you actually see the beheading or not, the lead up to it, and it doesn't even have to be a video. The still of this black ogre standing in front of the reporter just before he beheaded him. There's something about that that gets people to go back and look for something new, even though it was so final. The protesting in Ferguson is not final. But the sorts of things that, one of the things that has come up during the days since the focus on Ferguson has been, what can the police actually do? What is legal? And so there's a rundown of what police can and can't do in the focus at DougSteffen.com. What's new at DougSteffen.com? I hope you go through these stories every day. I try to touch as many of them as I can. The outrage that takes people away from what the understanding is that the police have of what they can do. And police have argued successfully in court that once a protest is marred by violence, officers can make the decision to use non-lethal force to preserve order. The Constitution gives broad leeway to the government to restrict protester activity, i.e. curfews and that sort of thing. Law enforcement in this town have used pretty intense methods and tactics over the night since violence began. And there are a lot of people who have criticized, where are these armored trucks coming from? Where are the military-style rifles coming from? The sirens, and there has been a lot of outrage at that. Whether these people have come in there and tried to start trouble, the question remains, what is legal and what's not legal? And I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of things that they can do that you never knew they could do.
Right.
And it has brought us closer to the police state that I think we are entering, the attention being called once again to all of these tools and trinkets and toys that the Pentagon buys, and they don't need them. This is part of the scam. They would never need a lot of the stuff that they order and buy, but they have it in their budget, and they want to spend the money so they get more next year. So they put away warehouses full of things that they never have no intention of using, and then they give it away as supposed surplus. So that's why there's a SWAT team in Ferguson. What the hell do they need a SWAT team in Ferguson for? Well, they don't, but they have one. And then the state police come in with all their armor. I'm telling you, we are in a police state.
And what do you do about it? How do you change it?
Well, I think you have to let the people know who are supposedly running the country in your name, those people that you elect, and maybe you have to do it in the courts. I don't know.
How do you ask for total transparency? Do we even trust if they said it, if they didn't have the stuff, do we even trust that they're telling us the truth?
I think the answer to that, unfortunately, more often than not, is no. I don't think they're telling the truth. And the underscore here is what's going on in Ferguson. These people have been lying through their teeth.
Well, and
it's obvious they've been lying through their teeth.
I always go back to the fact that you can't buy ammunition for your weapons. I mean, you can still get the guns. They don't want you to have them. They're fighting that, but you can still get the guns. It's the ammunition that you can't have because the government's stockpiling ammunition. I mean, it's staggering how much they have put away.
And the hook on this is, under the First Amendment, you're guaranteed the right to peaceably assemble. As soon as these riots or as soon as the protests get violent, that's all out the window. They can shoot to kill. And it is something that would be, if you went to the Supreme Court, they'd verify that. And so the interpretation is as it is. Speaking of interpretation, Supreme Court is dealing with a lot of issues coming from the gay marriage department, same-sex couples who are still waiting to wed in Virginia. The Supreme Court put on hold that appeals court ruling, which struck down the state's gay marriage ban. Doesn't that sound like a lot of double negatives and double speak? Listen to let me
strike
do that
down
again.
The ban.
The Supreme Court put on hold an appeal court ruling striking down the ban of gay marriage.
So
what does that mean?
That means you can get married.
Right. But does it?
Well,
it has put on hold. That is, it has stopped. The appeals court ruling
has put on
struck
hold
down the ban.
A ban. So there was a ban on gay
marriage. So the Supreme Court put it on hold. So therefore, they have delayed the ability for people in Virginia to get married if they're gay.
Wasn't there a ban on the gay marriage?
Yeah, but the Supreme Court has put the ban. No. The appeals court ruling struck down the ban on gay marriage, but the ruling is on hold, so that means there is a ban.
Right.
Who's
right?
On third?
No, I mean, that's what it meant. But look at what it took us. It took us a minute to figure it out.
Maybe Dr. Ken can figure it out for
us. All right. Yeah, Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
He's smart.
With his
He's
weekly
got a
update.
Doctor before his name.
Yes, he does. The weekly update on important medical stories is just around the corner here on Good Day.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet, so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with a value club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9603. That's 1-800-351-9603. Again, 1-800-351-9603.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
All right, time now at 16 past the hour. Time for our weekly version of the medical news from Dr. Ken's perspective. We have four eminent doctors that are associated with this program. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist down in Mount Dora, Florida, has a clinic called Lake Cardiology, treats all kinds of cardiovascular issues, heart disease and strokes and that sort of thing, but has a great understanding of what's going on in the medical community and thus reviewing all of these items of interest that come before us every week. It's very important. So, Ken, in terms of, just give people a little background into how it is that you do the research. You are sort of, your foremost job as a student was as a researcher, and you still kind of use your facility as a research facility, do you not?
Well, I'm a trained medical scientist, and don't hold it against me. I have two Ivy League doctoral degrees. And
ooh, I don't want to touch you.
And I just found taking care of patients a lot more fun than doing anything else. So I've combined taking care of patients with the love of science and research and staying on cutting edge. And they tell me an ability to transform all this complicated information to easy to understand language. That's how we're here.
All right. But one of the things I like to follow with you is your specialty, and that's cardiology. So a couple of things going on this week. What's good for your heart depends on where you live, apparently, yeah?
What's good for your heart depends on where you live. That can be true based on diet, based on activity. But I'm not sure there's any news about that this week.
No, I thought you had something about loving the people that you were around in your neighborhood.
Well, if you want to stretch it, okay. I see the relationship.
I was stretching it, yes.
Out of the Journal of the Epidemiology and Community Health this week, Doug, have you ever felt like your neighbor's antics could drive you to an early grave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's, I can see my neighborhood.
Well, there's actually a link between having good neighbors, not so much where you live, but it matters where you live, what kind of neighbors are, and a healthier heart. Having good neighbors and feeling connected to others in the local community may help to curb an individual's heart attack risk.
Really? What about good fences?
Well,
remember the old good fences make your neighbors?
Yes. Well, the authors of this paper felt that if you lived in a neighborhood where you liked your neighbors, you might exercise with them, and that's why it reduced your risk. I just think it lowers your mental stress, and it just makes you feel good all around.
All right, there's an antibiotic that looks like it's bad for your heart here, according to one study.
Absolutely. British Medical Journal this week, people with underlying heart rhythm disorders, Doug, they want to avoid clarithromycin. This is brand name Biaxin. The actual risk, though, for most is small. Patients with underlying heart conditions who are taking medications that affect the heart rhythm may be particularly vulnerable.
All right, let me ask you about this doctor who's being released from the hospital after having the treatment for 3 weeks. He had Ebola, got the treatment. He's out in the street now, and one wonders about conjugal relations. Who's going to want to shake his hand, or is his wife going to want to have relationships with him?
Well, it depends if they've determined that he's no longer contagious. People with Ebola are only contagious when they have active disease, and you have to to exchange body fluids with somebody. It's not like the flu where it's just flying around the air, and if you breathe someone else's air, you can get it.
Really? But there are those people who are saying that that's the case, and that the way this thing is spreading here and there.
Ebola's been around since 1974. It's not a new virus. It's just that it's spreading now because they just don't have the belief or the wherewithal or the ability to just take appropriate precautions and isolate people like they should.
Well, they've tried to close down that community.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
John Mellencamp has been dating Meg Ryan for 3 years, but it's over, Jennifer.
Over.
Done.
Put a fork in him.
Finished.
John is on to a new cougar.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Well, she was married to Dennis Quaid, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Remember how cute she was? Everybody thought she was like the cutest thing ever. Men loved her, and now she kind of
When she was in Proof of Life with Russell Crowe, she strayed.
She did.
Had an affair
with him.
Mm-hmm. And that was the end of the marriage.
She never loved Dennis Quaid.
No. And under the circumstances, if you take a look at her face now, sadly, who's going to be attracted to that?
Maybe that's mean. John Cougar Mellencamp liked her.
Well, they were big smokers. That was the thing that I remember reading in the beginning. That was one of the things they just loved to smoke. And so that was put them together.
What do you guys like to do for fun? We like to smoke.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's that story. Next. I'm into all of that. You know me, I read all the gossip magazines. Michael, you think you can get another bite?
Walk on the beach and smoke.
Smoking Celebrity Quarterly.
Wow, this is an old Madonna.
Here's Madonna. Is that a critical statement? Wow, this is an old Madonna.
Where'd you find that, Michael?
Hi. Madonna is going to sell her old clothing in an auction. Julianne Auction House says that there are a lot of items from Madonna, including her personal effects and professional items, going to be auctioned off first part of November. Pieces from her Material Girl and American Pie music videos are going to be offered during the Icons and Idols Rock and Roll Auction in Beverly Hills. So they're going to do 30 items alone from Evita. The auctioneers say some of the awards that Madonna has won over the years will also be offered up, the MTV Video Music Award, American Music Award. What are they doing with this money? She doesn't need the money.
No.
She's worth about $700 million. So what
maybe she does. Lourdes is going to college.
Oh, is that what it is? Can't do that on $700 million?
No.
I didn't realize that.
Let's try.
What did you say, Ken?
It'll be a stretch.
Yeah, it'll be a stretch. Tough
electric cash.
Jennifer Lopez also in the news.
This is my theme song.
Is it?
I'm Jenny from the Block.
You are Jenny from the Block. I knew that about you. So Jennifer Lopez has decided to write a book. She has
that's a short story
on Twitter. My first book, hashtag True Love, will be released November 4th. Penguin Publishing is doing True Love. You can buy it for $29.95. It supposedly explores one of her life's most defining periods, the transformative 2-year journey of how, as an artist and a mother, she confronted her greatest challenges, her biggest fears, and emerged as a stronger person than she's ever been.
Pretty sure I'm going to stick with James Patterson.
Really? I can't imagine more drivel than that.
I mean, I like her, but it's like...
it's drivel.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just plain drivel. But some people will be intrigued by it and spend the $29. Now help yourself to that. We were talking earlier about the people, the coverage of the media and the things that are going on in Ferguson, Missouri. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you to tell us what you think of the whole situation. A, it's excessive and biased as usual. B, a little over the top. C, I think the news media is doing a good job on this story. D, there's nothing new. I'm bored with their coverage. C, E, news media isn't doing enough. That I thought was interesting. The rumor is the poll yesterday had to do with who would be performing at the Super Bowl. Who would you like to see? 37% of you said Katy Perry, over what everybody else. 18% for Coldplay and 12% for Rihanna. It's 28 after on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Did you know that the average price of K-Cups is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee. Helps support my Eastley farm. BuzzBox coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. That's toll free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Ice bucket challenge.
It's awesome.
How'd it look, Jen Jen?
It's hysterically funny. I love it.
But funnier
love
than your host?
Yeah, well, definitely funnier because it's Kermit. You're not a Muppet.
Yeah. Really? Really? What keen observational skills you have.
You're not a Muppet. You're no stinky Muppet.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Joy Brown here to talk about dating in a few minutes. If you are a dater, no matter
so
what your
good at dating.
Age, yes, you are. Yep,
oh, my
Dr.
gosh.
Joy. Meanwhile, a police officer in Ferguson was removed from duty yesterday after being caught on video threatening to kill a reporter.
Oh.
That is really sweet. This is going to help the police a lot. Yep. The American Civil Liberties Union said on its website that the officer's removal followed a letter sent to the Highway Patrol superintendent questioning his behavior, really. The suspension is indefinite. The video, and we don't post these kind of videos because I don't want to be responsible for these things going viral. They may do it in some other way, and this one probably has already, Kenny, gone viral, right?
It's on its way, yeah.
So it shows the officer approaching the reporter. The reporter's name is Joe Biggs. The policeman's got his firearm raised. The officer can be seen looking toward him and saying, "I'm going to blanking kill you." When the person filming the encounter asked the officer for his name, the officer told the person doing the filming to go blank himself.
Oh.
And then an officer, somebody smarter than this moron, came over and said, hey, you better come with me. There's film rolling. So it wasn't long after that that the link to the video showed up on the ACLU website. And then there was a demand to identify the officer, remove him. Can you imagine? These people, this is what gets people going
right.
about the police.
And I understand, because the police are under a great deal of pressure there right now.
That's what they're supposed to be trained to handle.
Exactly.
And to respond with profanity. I'm going to blank and kill you if you don't get out of here.
Right.
And go blank yourself. That's wholly unacceptable, no matter how you slice it. It doesn't reduce tension. It heightens tension. It makes the situation worse. The ACLU was told by the highway police, highway patrol, the officer, name still not revealed, was a member of the force, a member of the police department in St. Anne, which was another town about the size of Ferguson, a few miles away.
I
look at this stuff. It's so exasperating to see these people. I want to support the police. I want to support my local sheriff, whatever. But they're making it impossible by having these. Even if it's only one out of 100, it makes the situation worse because there are those people who are going to just play this up. And so how in the world do you have people there like that? Now there's another item that's making it around on the internet. The story of a couple of police officers who got the wrong man, charged him anyway. They beat him up so badly they had blood on the uniforms. This is another Ferguson PD story. Charged the man with destruction of property for bleeding on their uniforms while four of them beat him to a bloody pulp. Can you imagine? They charged him with destruction of property and four of them beat up one guy. And this is the kind of thing, again, that is so... And those of you who want to say, oh, there are a lot of good police. Yeah, there are, but I'm sick of this kind of stuff. There is no reason for it unless you're a brutalizer, unless you're a complete moron, or unless you are just so over the top into control that you've got to have a gun, you've got to have a one of those, what do they call them, the bully sticks, and you've got to be able, you've got to, you're big tough guys, four guys beat up one guy. You should be not even ashamed of yourselves. Those people should be in jail, but they aren't. Nothing happened to these guys. The booking officer now admits that in the Ferguson Police Department that they were trying to figure out what to do with this guy. Henry Davis was his name. He was a welder. He'd been arrested for an outstanding warrant that proved to actually be for somebody else. They got the wrong guy, and they still beat the hell out of him. So. You know, this is how bad the police are. This guy had a different social security number and a different middle name, but they still arrested him. And when he resisted, saying, it's not me, what are you doing? They just beat the hell out of him. Why should we have any use for these people? And there's just too damn much of it. You know, and you can say what you want. Oh, Doug, you're always looking for the bad guys. I am. In this circumstance, they deserve every single bit of bad publicity that they're getting. And you can tell my blood pressure is going up. I'm just so sick of this.
You probably relate even more because if someone arrested you for...
I was arrested. I was arrested.
Right.
And I was. It was completely... They were not a little wrong, completely wrong. And I sat in a jail cell for most of the night until they realized that they had the wrong information. So
what was that for again?
I was not, supposedly, according to them, I didn't serve in jury duty in 1984. And I had a plaque
That's right.
from the judge.
That's
and
right.
I was the foreman of the jury. I was so infuriated by it. I remember telling the story
on
the air.
Well, because you couldn't be on the air, I think, because you were in the
plank. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah.
Poor Doug. That's sad.
Anyway, well, but I get stopped for having there wasn't a sticker on a fuel tank in my truck or something, and so they roll. I don't want to tell that story. But what I'm saying is that these people who are looking, all of them say, "Oh, there are a lot of good cops." They're trying to. There shouldn't be any bad cops. They should be extraordinarily well trained, paid extraordinarily well, and a whole lot fewer of them. And the guy says, I'm looking at the testifying, this fellow Davis, he said, I told the police officers I didn't do nothing. Why is it you guys are doing this to me? They said, lay down on the ground and put your hands on your back. He complied. And then one of the four officers with a woman, she handcuffed him. The two other officers crowded him into a cell, and then they just started to beat him. And there are other people in other cells who saw that. The guy was put in the cell with his handcuffs on,
so
and they just started to beat him.
I mean, because most normal people don't want to have to beat someone up. So what's
well,
the
these
case?
People are not normal. They aren't. They're not normal. And so there should be not only a physical exam and a mental exam, but a psychological exam. Maybe
right.
We should talk to Joy Brown about this instead of dating. Let's do that. Let's talk about that with her in a moment. Meanwhile, Farmer's Almanac is out for next year. And it suggests...
Is it good news?
Well, it depends on what season you're talking about.
Well, it says, rain in California. Are we going to get some?
I don't see California here. It's a general overview of what the next year is like, and generally it'll be a cold winter in places that were cold last year. It'll be cold this year, and it's supposed to be a warmer summer for much of the U.S. next year. It hasn't been a warm summer. We've only had 3 days in the 90s here so far this summer, and we have another month
here.
Maybe, yeah, I know it's been warm there. And not a lot of rain. You need rain. That's why I did the challenge. The ALS challenge was in the name of California. If you're going to do the challenge in California, use milk.
Yep.
Don't use water.
You know who did
there.
It too with milk?
Who?
Vern Troyer.
Who's Vern Troyer?
Mini-me.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
He did milk too.
These people are coming out of the woodwork. Isn't that funny? Very cool. All right, in a minute, Dr. Joy Brown. Yeah, let's talk about psychological exams for people who are in jobs of importance, public jobs. Isn't it time for us to have an exam to make sure these people are okay? 17 before the hour on Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
You've heard me talk about Omax 3 for the past couple of weeks, the problems that it helps, joint pain, high cholesterol, improving your mood, I need that right now, memory issues especially, if you're a foggy thinker, this will sharpen your mind, it'll clear away the brain fog, Jennifer, you got it?
Thank goodness.
Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by a doctor for you, it's 100% potent, 100% pure. It's a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio with 16 times the omega-3s found in the common krill oil. One dose of Omax 3 Ultra Pure is equal to 16 krill oil soft gels. Wow, getting this into your system is ultimately important. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, this is for you. Take it from me. I'm happy to be on it. You should be happy to be on it. You can be on it pretty easily. All you have to do, and by the way, because they're so sure that you will see and feel the difference, the first 30 days is on them. You pay a shipping and handling charge, that's it. By calling 800-316-7918 or going to Doug4Omax3.com. That's D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com. That's Doug4Omax3.com or 800-316-7918. You're chuckling at that, Joey.
Actually coughing.
Were you? Well, yeah. Well, let's make sure you're feeling better.
I didn't realize my mic was on. Sorry.
No, I always think your mic is on. Just remember Ronald Reagan?
You're right. Well, I didn't say anything.
Mics are always on.
Yeah, the mic is always hot.
Tell that to my throat.
Okay. Here you go, throat.
Come on, throat.
Dr. Joy Brown, who hosts a radio program right around the country at noontime, East Coast time every day, 855-99 Dr. Joy is your key to getting in and being heard. If you have a question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call her and ask her, and you will hear the answer on the program, drjoy.com. All right, so you heard me. Maybe you could analyze why it is that it upsets me so much that these guys get away with what they get away with, and how do we make it better? How do we find better
places? A couple things. First of all, the original question of why does it upset you, and I think you were clear about that. There are at least two issues. One is personal, that this happened to me, and I think that any event, any traumatic event, brings back other traumatic events. It may not be post-traumatic stress disorder per se, but that's what they're talking about when you've experienced a little taste of it. It's not only that sense of this is unfair, which is obviously the other part of it. This is unfair. This is not how we want to behave as a country. But it also reminds you in a flashback kind of way of a sense of impotence, of this isn't me, this isn't fair, and in a very personal kind of way. So I think that adds the extra heat to it, as it were. But I think as a country, as a democracy, we kind of deplore bullies. And this kind of the idea of abuse of power, people we trust and with whom we have to deal and who we arm, is scary and unhappy. For me, at least, it's not the issue of are all police bad, because I don't think anybody would believe that. But no. You have a system. You have a system that on some levels is prone to this kind of behavior in the same way. Well, let me not get in trouble with any more organizations that I'm about to get in trouble with. But on the one hand, you have a group that says, we're in charge. Yeah. Our rule is law. We are armed. And what we say goes, we are protectors. You know, protect and serve. And so you're going to attract both the best and the worst of people. You're going to attract people who feel that their mission in life is to help the downtrodden. You're also going to attract bullies. And the problem has been historically that there was not a very good way of separating the one group from the other group, because they can look the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to protect, you know, do very well physically, and can sometimes hide that bullying nature. So you can attract, in fact, the best of the crowd, and you can attract psychopaths. One of the problems has not only been what the job description is, but also what how you evaluate people. And I think the police department, including the armed services and fire department and Coast Guard, everybody has gotten better at figuring that out. The other problem is a historic problem, and it's one that I think that the police department itself are only beginning to look at, which is the code of silence, that you support your brothers in blue and your sisters in blue. And women can tell you about a lot about that, because women are relatively recent recruits to the system, and how they were bullied and sexually harassed and all sorts of things. And the even though other people...
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Oh, really? You gotta do better than that. You're gonna lose the argument.
Man, well, for Will who called him.
1956 was the year. This was a big song for Antoine F. Domino, known by his friends as the Fat Man. And then he became known as Fats Domino, as is one of his multi-million dollar singing songs. It was used in the movie My Blue Heaven.
You dirty rat. School pigeon. Informer. Squealer.
You dirty rat.
I already said you dirty rat.
Yeah, but I say it better.
Be careful.
My Blue Heaven was the movie number one during this week in 1990. This, that voice with Steve Martin, one of the great sort of Italian character actors. He was, I remember him in the movie with Kathleen, she was a hitman, hit person. What is the name of that movie, Chucker? Chuck Curry is our movie man. Remember when...
It was called Dead Men Don't Wear Black.
Yeah.
Plaid. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, I think.
Yeah, but what was no? That's not the movie I'm thinking of. No. Kathleen Turner was a hitman, and Jack Nicholson I think was in the movie as well. Princey's Honor. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that voice, that guy, that actor played Princey's. Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, played Princey. But he's if you saw him, he's one of the these character actors that you would never forget. Little short guy, very Italian, very smoky looking, and you listen to his voice. Play that clip again, Michael, will you?
You dirty rat.
Snitch.
School pigeon.
Informer.
Squealer.
You dirty rat.
I already said you dirty rat.
Yeah, but I say it better.
You didn't even have probable cause.
You had no right to look in the trunk.
Probable cause. Thomas Jefferson put that in the Constitution.
He didn't put it in for you.
Yes, he did. I'm exactly the guy he put it in for. I'm the worst case scenario of Thomas Jefferson's dreams.
Oh, my God. Great.
You know, I remember the weekend My Blue Heaven opened. It was not reviewed in advance by critics because the studio thought they had a bomb on their hands. And the public wound up liking that film, and many regarded it as one of their favorite Steve Martin movies.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. Very good movie. All right, thank you for movie music and the movie tribute to one of the greats, as Chuck was saying, great Steve Martin movie, My Blue Heaven. All right, Chuck has some movie news for us. You'll want to stand by for that here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I feel like 110% price match guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And size 7, see store staples.com for details.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Chucker, if I may, for just a second, I always look every day at what movies open on this particular date, and Wrongfully Accused, starring Leslie Nielsen, opened up on this date in 1998. And I was thinking about how we have actors and we have stars. Leslie Nielsen started as an actor, and he became a star. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once he did the Airplane and the Naked Gun franchise, he became a major star.
Yeah.
But when he did, he was the captain in the Poseidon Adventure. Most people, when they first saw that film, didn't really know his name.
I knew you'd go there. All right, what else do you have for movie news?
According to the actress herself, Sigourney Weaver has passed on starring in The Expendables, the all-female spinoff of the action franchise The Expendables.
I love
which
that.
Is going to be produced by Sylvester Stallone.
Good.
As I told you the other day, I loved, and I mean loved, The Expendables 3.
I'll go see it this weekend.
But it really bombed at the U.S. box office, so you have to wonder where that leaves the franchise in the spinoff, if people will ever see another one.
They can try with women. If they get Gina Carano and some of the others that really are legitimate, even though she's fairly new, that gives it a little hooch here and there. All right, so Chucker is here every day at this time. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.